He's Braden Gault. I'm Jason Fitz. Julian Council producing. You're listening to Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So Braden and I were brainstorming, and we wanted to get a smart NFL guy on that we hadn't had on yet. We're like, who do we know? Who do
like
we know?
Buck Rising.
Who do we know? And
did you guys have him on the show yesterday?
Yeah. Well, Buck's at practice with us for us. So
he's
one
of the top Titans minds this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah, Buck did say that you always critique his photo work on
just
Twitter.
The once.
So he threw you under the bus.
But, one is too.
That's fine. Buck throws everybody under the bus.
Well, one guy we'll never throw under the bus: Alan Bell, managing editor, NFL at 24/7 Sports. Alan, thanks for taking some time coming on with us this morning, man.
Boys, I sure do appreciate you having me, man. Big fan of the show. Thank you.
So talk to me first and foremost. Eric Decker, did that suddenly make the Titans a Super Bowl caliber team?
Super Bowl might be tough, but it made them a lot better team. And I'll tell you what, I mean, we all know what Eric Decker is going to do on the field. He's a red zone threat. He's a machine. Between the numbers, I mean, middle of the field, he's versatile. Slot receiver, outside, whatever you want him to do, he can do it. But I think with Eric Decker, I think even if let's take worst case scenario, even if it comes to the worst thing possible, you're going to get three pluses out of Eric Decker that I think are going to make this team so much better. So one, you're going to get an in-house coach for these young wide receivers, right? So with anything that you have, especially in the NFL, you know, coaches, they can only do so much. You need that kind of player-peer conversation. So these young guys coming in, you know, these draft picks, they're looking up to Eric Decker. They've watched Eric Decker play since they were in college, since they were in high school. They're going to look up to him. They're going to listen to him. So he's going to be able to get to these guys maybe a little bit more, you know, in the locker room than the coaches will. Two, he's going to bring marketability to the front office. Female jersey sales alone, I've probably skyrocketed with this guy. They seem to love him.
I got mine.
So the front
it's
office,
true story.
Yeah, I know. So the front office is definitely going to they're gonna see an addition because of it. You know, ticket sales, who knows? I don't know if wide receivers going to sell tickets. But three, and I think the biggest thing with Eric Decker is if you look back last year at the Titans, what was the one thing that stopped them from being a playoff team? Was really the mentality towards the end. I mean, they had it. They had it all set in front of them. They just kind of fell apart. So I think with what Eric Decker is going to bring is like a veteran leadership for other veterans. And the reason why most free agent signings in the NFL don't really work is because somebody comes in with a ton of money who, you know, everybody in the league knows, and it ends up kind of being a negative because people are like, hey, man, there's only so much money to go around. You just took a lot of it. You might have a big head, whatever. Eric Decker is none of those. He's a great locker room guy. So what I think he's going to bring is, again, a veteran leadership for the other veterans. So if worst-case scenario happens and Eric Decker doesn't play one snap on the field, which none of us are hoping for, he's gonna do a ton for this team just in the locker room alone.
You look at this, the trajectory of this offense, and is this a year you want to see it start to shift from exotic smash mouth running game to Marcus Mariota in control?
Well, I think you're going to get a little bit of both, and I think this is going to bring, you know, exactly what Malarkey wants to bring. He finally has competition at the wide receiver position. He's going to be able to kind of open up that book and get a little exotic with things that he wants to do, especially with somebody like Decker, who's so versatile. But this, you know, the team's still going to it's still going to be predicated by running the ball. You're going to see, you know, DeMarco and Derrick Henry. We'll probably see a little bit more of Derrick Henry this year. But, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think that, you know, Marcus is finally going to be able to look around and say, you know, I can trust five guys, four guys that are out here right now. You know, let's go. It hasn't always been that case for him. So, yeah, I mean, Marcus is probably, you know, granted that he stays healthy, he's probably going to have a huge jump this year.
It's interesting to me that you mention Marcus and part of this offense, because so much of this offense has been predicated on two tight ends, and that was sort of what we presumed, especially coming out of the draft. Now we're looking at an offense that feels like it could have a lot of three wide receivers set. How do they sort of find the balance in that in your mind?
Well, I think exactly that. So if you look around and you go from a two tight end set to a three wide receiver set, well, take somebody like Eric Decker, and if you look at his game, especially in 2015 with the Jets, his productivity was all across the middle. Now, you know, he can go on the outside. He can be that X receiver if you need him to. But a lot of his productivity was right in the middle. So while you're going to have a three wide receiver set, what the Titans are going to see out of Eric Decker is probably a more athletic Delaney Walker. So that you can run him out of the slot, run him up the middle, and really, you know, really separate the entire defense. So, you know, while you're changing, going from two tight ends to three wide receivers, Marcus is still going to have that comfortability of knowing, okay, this is really just kind of like a more athletic Delaney.
What area of this team, if we are assuming that the secondary and the wide receiving core, the two biggest concerns going into the offseason, were addressed, where is it that you have concerns about this roster now moving forward?
I would probably say the pass rush to the outside linebackers. I think that they have a chance to be good. It's just going to depend on really where the offense goes. If the offense leaves them, in great field position, even if they don't score and the defense can kind of be aggressive a little bit, I think they're going to be fine. The Titans, they really got themselves in trouble when they found that their defense, were on their heels, they were moving around, and they really couldn't play their style of football. So that's probably where I would look at it. But again, if this offense is firing on all cylinders, the defense is going to see a huge jump out of that as well.
We're talking to Alan Bell from 24/7 Sports. So, Alan, at this point, when you look at the Titans, do you feel like the Titans are a better team than the Texans today?
That's tough. The Texans are going to be a good team. I'm going to say yes, only because the Titans have their quarterback position locked up. What I worry about with the Texans is that they don't need a ton at the quarterback position to be a great team. We saw what they did last year, and that was without J.J. Watt. Now he's coming back. Bill O'Brien is going to hope and pray that Deshaun Watson picks it up this offseason at the training camp. And he doesn't have to do a lot. So as of right now, absolutely. I'm going to say Titans only because the quarterback position is just so much better than what Houston has.
Alan, fantastic stuff, guys. Follow on Twitter at Alan Bell 24/7, man, and read him on 24/7 Sports. We love it. Thanks for coming on the show, buddy. We appreciate you.
Boys, I sure do appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic stuff from Alan. That was great stuff, and it's going to raise the question of sort of how this team competes against the Texans and the Colts. That's what we're going to spend literally the entire summer trying to figure out. It's going to be interesting to see because I think we've said this the last couple of days a ton. The advantages of Eric Decker are also one of the other ones I think that doesn't get enough play is that he's a good guy for these young corners to practice against, a veteran mind to practice against. They'll get to see a little bit more tricks of the trade doing it. I think that on paper it makes a great addition. I don't know on the scoreboard.
I've had like 5 days of buildup of Eric Decker hot takes.
All right, 5 days of buildup on Eric Decker hot takes. We'll take all of that. Plus, for the conversation about Marcus Mariota, there's at least one national guy that would like to see a little more from him. You'll hear from him next up. Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game.